Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Bernie Sanders, 48%. Just behind Bloomberg for me. They don't want Sanders out of the Democrat Party, but he's clearly the front runner with grassroots support. I just don't think he has the will to turn that into a victory. So I think he's still trailing Bloomberg in that department. The Democrats would ultimately rather go with Bloomberg. He's got the cash, and he is a Democrat, at least in name. Sanders independent in the Vermont Senate seat. And then there's Warren, who, why is she still on the board? Nobody really knows. She's a 0% chance.
So at the first level, you have innate bias from if it's left or right or somewhere in the middle that can affect the way you think. The second level against Trump was an engineered bias, which was created by Chinese intel groups and Soros-funded think tanks and also multiple other entities, right? The third level was actually the proximity sensors and the apps inside that increase people's emotional reactions. Because what it does is connects with your neural networks and your nervous system. When it does this, it increases your hate. Or even, it can even increase your like, but for the most part, it increases your hate because it hits certain emotional areas. And there's patents for this.
What I find fascinating with this coronavirus is the timing of it, Owen. If you think about it, Hong Kong was taking place. We don't hear anything more about it, right? It's just gone off the front pages.
No, actually, yeah. The only thing I've heard about it is we had a caller who works in shipping said we're sending more masks and stuff to Hong Kong than ever before. It's not even being reported.
It's not even being reported. The more interesting thing is 6 months before this virus hit, in Wuhan itself, which is a city in the Hubei province, a lot of people really need to research this. The New York Times had one report, even all the mainstream media did. In Wuhan, Owen, there was massive protests taking place. Massive. Now, remember, in China, you don't go out and protest because you get shot or you're going to be, you know, thrown in jail. Why did they protest? Well, China has a major garbage problem, sanitation problem. They can't handle their sanitation.
They quit buying our waste actually a couple months ago because of this.
Exactly. But they have so much sanitation problems, a lot of plastic. So you know what their solution was? To burn it in mass incinerators. Now they're allowed to burn
it to
pollute. Exactly. And the Paris Accords allows them to pollute. They can pollute massively. Oh, in Wuhan, the city, they were going to build one of the largest incinerators. And the people said, to hell with this. And because of the toxic fumes, so they took to the streets. 10,000 people protested, Owen. And people were coming out in droves. The police had to brutally attack those protests. Okay, so that's going on in Wuhan. Look, even the Chinese people want to live healthy. They want to also have clean air, clean water, clean food. Here, the centralized Communist Party is polluting and killing its own people. They're rising up. Hong Kong is rising up. And people in the United States are rising up, right, against the whole vaccine mandates. So I call it biomedia warfare. What beauty, whether it happened naturally or whether it was engineered, it's a beautiful timing to suppress all this dissent. The Wuhan protests go away. And if you see a lot of these people were being attacked in Wuhan, they looked absolutely healthy. They looked like they were dissenters. Hong Kong has gone away. And this gives the awesome pretext now for the U.S. government to say we need mandatory vaccines, right? Because the movement for immunity, real health is starting to grow in this country. People are waking up. So this is an amazing opportunity for the CDC to really impose its will back on people. The Chinese government gets to destroy dissent. It's not just bio warfare or media warfare. It's biomedia warfare. They're using viruses combined, biology combined with media, to really control dissent.
At the present moment, we have 43 domestic cases of the coronavirus. 48 cases of individuals who have returned to the United States. Of the domestic cases, 29 of the 43 are either in California or Washington State. And we have communities that are facing what the experts tell us could potentially be a cluster.
I'm a patriot through and through, and so I'm not going to have some foreign-born grifting fake conservative fake patriot Sebastian Gorka tell me I'm a kook and I'm a loon. I'm an American. American, bitch! I'm an American, bitch!
Guess highlights what, of Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, band.video, and on satellite.
I don't sell firearms, but I promote them constantly. Now, can somebody listen to me and go out and buy a gun and use it wrong? Yeah. Just like I'm telling people, hey, I'm a man, I love women. You ought to go out and get a girlfriend. You may have problems with her. You may get a divorce. You may whatever. The point is, I'm just steering you in the direction I went that was successful and I loved. Well, when it comes to supplements and when it comes to storable foods, we've got the best out there because I want you to get a great result and to come back again and again as a customer and fund our political, spiritual operations against the globalists. So if you want storable foods, everybody else is sold out, and you want them delivered to your door, you want to be high quality, then take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. I got to tell you, the next week or two, I may come out and say, sorry, no more food sales. We've sold out, just like we've done with supplements and other things. So get your orders in now today at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and your family. Become independent.
Have a jam-packed transmission here on this Tuesday, March 3rd, 2020 system. Tommy Robinson sent me during the middle of the show yesterday just horrific videos and photos that we can't air here because of some of the things that happen on them. But when you understand the industrial scale of the Islamic Jihad in Europe, and where, I mean, I have a stack of news today with courts ruling in Finland and Sweden that Muslims are allowed to rape children because it's their culture. Now, imagine what it's like 12, 13 years, whatever it is later, for Tommy Robinson, a hero of free speech and of nationalism and of Christianity and of just basic goodness, to own a tanning salon and some businesses in the small town he was in, and to see Muslims running a kebab shop with kidnapped 9-10-year-old girls, putting them in cars, dozens of men having sex with them, the little girls crying, he starts calling the police. Nothing's done. Muslims come over and start fights with him. He beats their ass. He's not a guy talking crap. He's seen Antifa and Muslims attack him, and he's not a big guy, but he's a lion. He fights back. He fights. And that's why they're scared of him. I'm not going to show all those videos today, but imagine the worst thing. Because I've done Skype with him. I've talked to him behind the scenes. I've seen his little sweet kids. Little sweet, beautiful children. And I've got three daughters. One of them's 2.5, almost 3. The other's now 12, the other's 15. And Tommy's a lion. But I got to tell you, I'd be killing people. His daughter got sexually assaulted. But it's standard. You read about how kids can't get in pools now in England or Germany because the Muslims, man, look, if a girl ain't wearing a full-on burkini, they're raped. They're fair game. So there's your headline. Tommy Robinson's daughter sexually assaulted. He was arrested, but they realized they couldn't make that dog hunt, so they had to release him. And then I've got articles here. In fact, I meant to have it. Here it is right here. Dr. McKim, shot, please. I see this crap every day. Chicago's sanctuary policies responsible for rape of 3-year-old girl. He grabbed the girl, takes her in the bathroom. The dad's trying to break in, starts raping her, admits on the stand he was raping her. The left says, let him go. That's on InfoWars.com with direct links. 34-year-old Christopher Punta. How about Punta? And it says allegedly, but then it goes on. He admitted on the stand that, oh, it was wrong when I did. I couldn't help myself. Raping the 3-year-old. The dad goes to take the son to the bathroom, who's also little. This guy grabs the daughter, runs in another bath, begins raping. He hears the daughter screaming, Daddy, help me, Daddy, help me, goes in and fights back. it's a total pedophile takeover. And then you got the Muslims putting little kids in fires with smoke, make them cry, so they can run through as human shields invading Greece, with Erdogan openly announcing it. If Hitler would have just had some crying kids, the whole world would have just stood down to him. So, Tommy, it's incredible. What was it, 12, 13 years ago, whatever it was, crap, you've been in jail 3 or 4 times now, months, starve you in prison. They put you in the Muslim block so they can attack you. They had them throw bleach on you. I mean, it's beyond a movie. If they made a movie, what happened? People would be like, what, every 5 minutes there's an attack? You're just running a tanning salon. They're like raping kids. You go call the police. The police, the Muslims come. You beat their ass. You get arrested. I'm not saying I'm tougher than you, man, but it wouldn't be beating ass with me, dude. 3 or 4 Muslim dudes come in there, try to attack me. They're going to die. And the way you've been persecuted, brother, is incredible. So you're here with us, and I set all this up because I don't have words for this. Tell people what just happened. You can't even go on vacation to a hotel pool now. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
So it's a holiday resort called Center Parcs. My friend was staying there, so you can get a guest pass. It's only 30 minutes from where I live, so my friend got... I bought me, my 3 children, and I let them bring a friend each. We went to the swimming pool. I was sat with my wife. My children, they're all off playing on the slides. And then my youngest, who's 8 years old, come running up to me, come running over and say, this man's just grabbed me. He just grabbed my bum. He grabbed my bum. At which point, she's 8 years old. So she's 8 years old. So I said, I questioned her to say, could it have been by accident? Has he brushed past you? Explain what's happened. And I took her through to show me and talk to me specifically what happened. She said, no, Daddy, he grabbed hold of my bum doing a fist.
And if they had just said drag queen story time, it'd be okay. This is all pedophile training. But please continue.
So I've then walked over with my daughter. I told the rest of my children to stay there. I said, come and show me who the man is. She's walked me over. She said, him, Daddy. She pointed at a man. It was an Asian male. To be honest, I doubt it. I don't think
he is. They always call him Asian. It means Muslim.
I don't think he'd be... I don't know. He looked Indian, so I don't know. But she pointed him out. I've then said to her, go back over there now. I've looked at him. He's with another male. There's 2 of them, but he's standing specifically with another male who's wearing a pink cap. And I went over, I said, oh, that's, who are you with here? Like, have you got children with you? And they said, no. I said, any women with you? No. So this is a children's holiday resort. It's where you take your kids, yeah? It's a kid's swimming pool. And here we have 2 middle-aged men, and then instantly I'm, okay, so you've got you've got a couple of middle-aged men, 3 middle-aged men, and then I said, something's just happened with my daughter. What's just happened with my daughter? And straight away I could tell by his reaction. So I went over not knowing, but instantly I knew by his reaction. And he said, oh, I'm sorry, I grabbed her bum by mistake, I pinched her bum by mistake. And at that point then, he's gone to go to my right. I've stood in his way. He's gone to dart, basically. I've stood in his way. At that point, we're tussled. My hands are swinging.
Oh, brother, I'd have slammed his head in the concrete. Good job taking that piece of crap on. I mean, it's time to stop putting up with this crap. They're trying to test us all and train us that big fat men can come into school and molest our children, and it's time it stopped. So I commend you for smacking that piece of trash upside the head.
Someone pressed the buzzer. All the lifeguards come. At that point, then my children were hysterical anyway. But at that point, then the lifeguards have come. I said, "You need to get the police. He sexually assaulted my daughter." They've then took him away. I've then sat with my children for about 3 hours, speaking to the manager of the hotel. The manager of the hotel's come up and said, "All the police are here. They've got him. They need to speak to your daughter." My daughter sat down. She sat down with my wife. Gone through what he done, how he grabbed her bum, and it's not happened on the water slide. It's not happened where there's any rapids or any waves. It's happened in stationary water that's this deep.
Well, that's where sharks attack is, in still clear water. So the shark attack, yeah.
And then my wife was, so my daughter's detailed what's happened. Then the manager comes up and says, right, now they need to speak to you. Now, to be honest, I was expecting, okay,
There's been an altercation. He's got a bloody nose. I'll go downstairs, and they're going to have arrested him, but they probably need to speak to me now about what's happened, about how I detained him. So I've gone downstairs, and then they've said they're arresting me. At which point, they said they arrested me to prevent further injury, they said. And I said, prevent further injury? I've sat here for 3 hours waiting for you. Yeah.
Your crime was calling them for the sex assault and touching a member of the Supreme Force. Well, they believe maybe a Muslim. You touched a god. Your daughter is nothing but meat for him to enjoy.
Well, they acted. That's the victim in this, according to them, is the Muslim, is the male that's grabbed my daughter's bottom.
The god.
Yeah, and then they told me, and then they told me that they've not arrested him, and I couldn't believe it.
Finland just ruled women can be raped. In Cologne, Germany, they told women, wear a bracelet saying don't rape and don't wear short skirts. That's the left. Tell women don't wear short skirts because Islam and the East is God. The West must fall. Your children are ours. Yeah.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You've all seen it. Rapes are up thousands of percentiles across Europe. 80+% are Muslim men. For some reason, Pakistani men is the largest group. But there are others involved. And if you go to a lot of Eastern cultures, let's say Central Asian cultures, not the Japan, the place you should be killed if you grab somebody's kid. No one would do it. They'd kill you. The police would kill you. It wouldn't be in the news. They'd just kill you right there. You would never make it to the police station. But, so it's not Asia, it's that area of Central Asia in the Middle East. Targets girls because these men can't get a woman. And there's a real shortage of, quote, women because it's such a controlled commodity in the Middle East, because women are slaves and people that have them hoard them. So the left worships Islam and worships the East, brings it in and tries to get us to adopt it. And Tommy Robinson's been trying to keep his head down. He's trying to take care of his family. He's been a political prisoner a couple times the last 2 years. He lost, you know, 40-something pounds like a concentration camp victim when he first came out. Was on Tucker Carlson. Was on our show like a week later. And he's come back now. But, I mean, you know, we're talking in the Muslim ward in solitary confinement where they would come and put their butts up to the crack in the cell and piss and crap on him. And this is what they do, trying to demoralize him. They were poisoning his food. He couldn't eat the foods, so he lost all the weight. He would only eat the little tuna fish he got daily and crackers that were sealed because they were poisoning his food. Because Muslims run the prison now. Because they're tyrants and they're bullies. And I won't stand for it anymore. So your daughter, Tommy Robinson's daughter, has been sexually assaulted. Tommy Robinson arrested for reporting the sexual assault of his daughter. Isn't that his karma? Because 13 years ago, or he'll correct me, 12 years ago, 15 years ago. Tell us, Tommy, when you first got arrested, you're famous. You said there's Muslim grooming gangs. They won't call that. They call them Asian. And you caught them doing it. And then it came out they were killing kids and cutting them up and putting them into kebab machines. That's mainstream news. Tommy said that like 5 years ago. I looked it up. I was like, oh, the guy was convicted of cooking kids in a kebab machine. I mean, you're watching this as a salon owner. You're not very old now. What was it like for you to just be watching children sex trafficked? And I mean, you're not a hero. I'm not a hero. You're the normal man. You stood up for little kids, and now your own daughter's been assaulted, and you're the criminal.
With regards to what's happened with my daughter, do you know what makes me feel sick is I've watched the response today. All the people who would be part of the Me Too movement, who would be demanding that we take, do you know, as a young girl, as an 8-year-old child, as children, as victims who have been sexually assaulted, she done everything right. She come straight up to us. She told us, I'm already thinking, how many other children did that man touch that weekend in that swimming pool that didn't go and tell their mums and dads? Now, we tell people, so my daughter comes up and she tells me. She tells us what's happened. We restrain him. He's arrested. Then my worry now, my daughter come home from school today. The teachers rang up, she come home at lunchtime, yeah? She wasn't feeling very well. Now, as soon as they said the police were coming, she got so emotional, yeah? Because she has a view of the police because of what's gone on with me. Then the police turn up and they concrete that view, because then her dad doesn't come back. And then she sits there all night crying, upset with my other children.
Let's say it again. Let's be clear. She goes to her daddy when a man grabs her ass.
Yeah.
And she goes to her, the man, genetically protect her. You go and stand up to that piece of trash, and the police came and took you. She now sees them as Darth Vader.
The police come and took me, and although she's 8, so she's not following anything on social media, but my other 2 children are. They've gone to school today. Everyone's talking about it. They'll know that I'm being prosecuted. I face 6 months in prison. What message have they sent to my daughter? That's what's pissing me off. It really is winding me up.
No,
it's winding me up. It's winding me up that she's coming home from school, she's probably worrying, she's probably upset, she's done everything right. And all of the newspapers, what they've done today, every national newspaper in my country, Sky News, BBC News, the video's there, on that video that's playing now, my daughter sits and gives a statement and says what that man done. It's not me saying it, it's not political Tommy Robinson talking about it, it's an 8-year-old child giving an account of a man sexually assaulting her. And they're coming out today. I've seen the Times journalists, Mike Graham, another man from Talk Radio, have come out and they're calling my daughter a liar. Now, these are the people who would be saying we must listen to victims.
And by the way, we're going to play her statement coming up. I forgot you said it to me, and I've got a problem. When I see something that's horrible, I have trouble seeing it again or even playing it. So I'm not covering stuff up. It's like we're going to air her video statement on what happened to her. And I saw the news this morning calling your little darling, who people can see her. I've seen her. Such a sweetheart.
None of the mainstream, none of them. They've all run a headline saying I've assaulted someone at a holiday park. None of them have mentioned, I mean none of them, go and look at BBC News article on this case. Go look at Sky News article on this case. They just say I've assaulted someone at a family holiday park. None of them mention the fact there was a sexual assault against my child, which isn't me confirming it. The police on that video you've got confirm it. My daughter confirms it. It's all confirmed. None of these news articles, and what they've done, when you see the power of the media, I mean like every little newspaper in my country has flown this story out across my entire country. I'm lucky that even though I'm banned from social media, that video that you've been playing has gone so far. I've added up to over 4.5 million people in the UK.
By the way, 4.5 million people have seen that one, and I've got the video sent me to your daughter. What's the best place for people to find the video while it's still up of your daughter's statement about the sexual assault?
Well, go to tr.news. Go to my website.
tr.news.
You'll see it on the article.
Yep, and that's his daughter. We'll play it when we come back. But let's be clear. I don't know what the bigger scandal here is, that they allow the sexual assaults to continue in MASH, or that the media and the police work in unison to suppress the man that literally first exposed. How many years ago was it, because you're on record, first exposing the Muslim grooming rape gangs?
I've just done a presentation last week in Russia where I showed documentation and newspapers from 2004.
Oh, you showed it in a giant super stadium. I mean, Russia cares about this.
From 2004, so what's that? 16 years? 15 years?
Okay, so I'm saying 13. I'm always behind. So for 16 years, and let's talk about you for a minute. Look, I'm going to come back and talk about you. When we come back, what was it like, Tommy, when you first saw him trafficking little kids?
Well, it was... At first it happened to my cousin. So it happened to our cousin. And it was, no one dealing with it. And do you know what? We had a different view even as children, because many of the girls in our school were going out were getting picked up by older Pakistani Muslim men. But a lot of the kids in school just viewed the girls as slags in school, as children. It's only then as you come out of school and you grow up, you think they're victims of these gangs. You had 12-year-old children being picked up by men, having sex with them, being raped by them. When we come back after the break, I'll give you the true statistics on these crimes, which I just prepared, and I thought I know all of this scandal. I went through victim statements.
It's worse than you thought. Stay there. And again, Tommy Robinson fights back. That's what he does. Somebody assaults his daughter, he stands up to them and knocks them down.
There's a lot of things I can say about the high-quality, storable food we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. But everybody knows any product I sell is going to be high quality at a great price, because I treat you like I want to be treated. It is my religion, the golden rule. But the bad news is our main sponsor that does a great job, My Patriot, is now 3 to 4 weeks out before they ship food. They have the food, but they've got to package it. And any day now, they may come and tell me, oh, sorry, we're not selling food anymore, because they're not going to take orders for food they don't have. Now, you get your order in now, you get the high-quality food. It's a smart move. It funds the M4. You can't lose. Take action at M4Store.com. Whether it's 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, a three-month, a six-month, a year, special diets, they've got it all at M4Store.com. They're in our back end. We're partnered with them. They'll ship it out to you the day it's packaged. They've got the food, but they are days and days behind shipping it out. So get your order in now to lock it in, and it funds the M4 360 win. M4Store.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Surrender to the devil worshippers, the pedophiles, the communists, the socialists, and the Hollywood trash, the people that tell you how bad you are all day unless you do exactly what they say. They're psychological terrorists. They are molesting your psyche. It's time to stop giving them hospitality and humanizing them. When the Islamists invade Greece and put children over fires and make the children cry, where they run through police, they're terrorists for using children as human shields. And the corporate media that goes along with that are even worse. They have all the footage of them Westerners directing them to torture the children before they ran for the police in their military operation. Their great goal to capture what's left of Christendom. Tommy Robinson is here. I'm going to play a minute and 50 second clip of his daughter. You can say her first name if you like. She's out there now. And I have the articles here. Chicago knew this guy was a criminal, that he'd attacked people, committed crimes. They didn't let ICE pick him up, and now he raped a three-year-old. He's confessed to it. While the dad took the little boy to the bathroom, he grabs her and takes her to the bathroom and starts raping her. And he said, "I'm sorry, it's wrong what I did." The left says, "Release him. Give us Barabbas." Finland says, "We're ending rape. Just submit to it." It is a total cuck event. So, Tommy, I want to play this clip of your daughter that the mainstream media, we put the articles up on screen for TV viewers, are actually calling your eight-year-old daughter a liar. I mean, Chris Matthews told a guest, "You're very beautiful." He's had to resign. Drag Queen Storytime, they'll have a men with children riding horsey on them with the parents getting off on the obvious pedophilic behavior. I mean, this is open pedophilia. And those of us that aren't into this, we're blind to it because it's just so alien. It's like, what the hell is this? You've got the floor. I can talk and ask questions all day. Whenever you're ready, throw the clip of your daughter. Go ahead.
You got the clip there?
We've got it. I'm asking questions here. I can talk for hours about this, but what else do you want to tell people? You want to play the clip? You just...
Yeah. But my thing is that none of the media, they've all run a story. They've not mentioned that my daughter was assaulted, sexually assaulted. They've completely left it out.
So it's not in the headlines. It's Tommy Robinson arrested for assaulting someone at a pool.
It's not even in the story. In 90% of them, it's not even in the story. It's not even in there at all.
No. Type in Tommy Robinson, click Google, and it's all Tommy Robinson assaults innocent, loving person at a pool.
And this has been pushed around the whole country, where the reality is, I was restrained. And I said in my police interview, if I wanted to, I could have kicked that man all around that swimming pool.
He was trying to escape. You stopped him.
That's it. I rightfully should have done. I haven't jumped all over him. I'm in court on common assault, not GBH. I've not battered the hell out of him. I've gripped him up. He's got a bleeding nose, and then the police have come. And then they've made a decision to arrest me and not arrest him. They haven't arrested him. He's not been arrested. He has not been arrested. My daughter, they left him with his mobile phone. Him and two other weird-looking men who are in children's swimming pool in Centre Parks have been let go with their phones, and none of them have been arrested. He hasn't been arrested. I've been arrested. And it's just... So that's terrible. That's sick.
Now, let's start over. We should have... Tommy Robinson's daughter assaulted, sexual assaulter who admitted to it, not arrested, and you've been arrested. I mean, this is the inversion of reality because they want to complete their invasion.
In the police interview, the copper says he's admitted grabbing her. He's admitted grabbing her. The copper says it in my plea. I've ordered my police interview. But he says it. He's admits grabbing her flesh. It's like, come on, man, what's going on? I've read today two comments. I've been following it, and two comments have been put up by people whose family work at Centre Parks, and they both said similar. The reason he wasn't arrested is because he's got mental problems.
Oh.
That's what I've read. I've read that. I don't know if it's true. Again, no, but that's
we always human. Oh, he assaulted a little. He buried a little girl in the backyard. He's got problems. He's a Muslim, though, so he's God.
He sexually assaulted my eight-year-old child. Do you know my daughter? And even to see her, I picked her up from school today at 12 o'clock to see her coming out. And to know that, for me, it's the knowing in her mind that she's thinking about it, that she's going to think about this, that she might feel she's done something wrong by telling her dad because he's been arrested. That's what upsets me more. Because I think she's done everything right. And then not just with that, but I see some sick bastards going online and saying that my daughter would be lying or I'm out with my children and their friends. They bought a friend each. We're in a swimming pool. On a day out.
No, the truth is, there is an existential envy of the West. and they would never get away with this in their own countries. They're here to rape us. Just like the left is, just like the pedophile story hour, it's all about raping and having fun and having the media back the raping of the West because we haven't started fighting back yet.
Do you know the numbers, Alex, yeah? I was just preparing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Give people the numbers. They don't want us to know about who's doing the raping.
I was preparing, so I was looking at each town and city. So I was going through the demographics. I looked at Telford. Telford is a city where there's 5 dead bodies from these gangs, okay? 3 burned to death. They set them on fire, burned them to death. Another one they killed with a car. Another one they killed with heroin. She was injected with heroin in an overdose. 5 people murdered in one town. The Muslim population of that town in Telford is 1.8%. That's like 3,600 Muslims in this town. When you cut out, when you half that, get rid of the women, you're left with like 1,800 Muslims, yeah? When you actually take off the under 16s and the over 65s, the figure you're left with is 956 Muslim men. So there's 956 Muslim men that fit the age criteria and the age bracket of the men that are involved in these gangs. Now, in this one small town, the police identified 1,000 victims, yeah, in this small town. Then Operation Chalice is the police investigation, has identified 200 Muslim men in that town involved in these rapes. That's 21% of the male Muslim population of one small town in England have been involved in the rape of children in that town. Now, there's only 2 towns in the UK we have the figures for. Telford, 1.8% Muslim, and Rotherham, 3.7% Muslim. If you take the demographics of Rotherham, okay, when you take the demographics of Rotherham, it works out, I'll go through the figures, it works out that off of the statistics, because only 3.7% are Muslim, it leaves that there are 15%. Rotherham, it works out 15%. When you do all the demographics and you get rid of the children, you get rid of the elders, it leaves 15%. 15% of the Muslim population there, and 21% here. These are the only 2 towns we have figures for. Many other towns in the UK have tried to get investigated.
And they're committing almost all the rape because the Imam of Jerusalem said 3 years ago on video, we are going to Europe to rape their women, to take them.
Well, in this presentation I just gave, I play videos from 2 imams confirming what they're being taught. But the thing is, if you take that statistic, if you take 15%, and you take 21%, and say we meet in the middle at 17%, and you take 17% of the male Muslim population in our country, with not nearly 3 or 4 million Muslims, you then get, with the only towns we've had the numbers for, Telford and Rotherham, 1.8% Muslim, 3.7%. What do you think it's like in Luton, where it's 35%? What do you think it's like in Bradford, where it's 40%? What do you think it's like in Birmingham? What do you think it's like in these towns?
Yeah, they control the police, you don't know. It's a total sex dungeon takeover.
Oh, in this presentation I give, I show a family tree in Rotherham, okay? You've got the Muslim groomers, 3 brothers Muslim groomers. You've got the deputy leader of the council, Muslim groomer's cousin, who's involved in the rapes. His daughter works with a charity involved with the grooming victims. In the middle is a Muslim commentator for the BBC. He's their cousin. On the other side, a police officer.
It's a total pedophile cult, just like every other New World Order system. You have identified it, their mothership.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. thing. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It is staggering to me to watch the entire corporate media, Disney to ABC to CNN, defending sexualization of children and pedophilia. And that's why, from the bottom of my heart, I thank the listeners for supporting InfoWars with your prayers, by spreading the word, and by buying products to keep us on air. That's all I want, is to beat these people. My God, it's so incredibly evil, the things they do. It's so amazing. But we're still here on air, and you're spreading the word, and people are waking up. But you see why they want planetary control to carry out their evil desires against our children. It's not just the Muslims that want to do this. It's the globalists at every level. And it's just evil incarnate on this planet. So please remember, you're the only defense of the children. And when you support InfoWars by spreading the word and by praying for us, by buying the products, you make it all possible. And you need to get the products we have. DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 4 months. It's got PQQ, CoQ10. It cleans out your cells. It's a huge immune system booster. It's back in stock at 40% off. And then we have the Ultra 12 now back in stock. And so much more. Ultra 12 back in stock. We have the Vitamin Mineral Fusion back in stock. We have all our great Silver Solution products. But it's your purchase of those products that fund this operation, plus their products you need. So don't just buy storable food. We actually have a company that actually has it and actually ships it. And InfoWarsStore.com, others don't. They're lying to you. It's crazy. But we have things that boost your immune system, and that is just as important. So get your DNA Force Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your Ultra 12 at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And that's what allows us to stay on air in defense of liberty. And the enemy has said taking us off the air is one of their main operations because we're telling the truth. So keeping us in attack position is critical. So I want to thank you all for keeping us in the fight. I want to play this clip from your daughter here in a moment, but Tommy, we're getting into more of the statistics as we went to break of just how incredible the invasion and the rape of Europe is.
They won any towns with large Muslim populations. Mothers have been screaming out in Keighley in different areas. There's been blocks by council, by government, to get any numbers in these towns and cities for how many victims and how many perpetrators. The only two we've been given the numbers for, 1.8% Muslim population and a 3.7% Muslim population. So they're relatively small Muslim populations compared to many of the towns and cities. And we've got 1,000 victims in one, 1,400 victims in the other. The amount of rapists we've got across our country. And this is when I started going through all the towns and cities, looking at statistics, reading. I prepared and started looking through what the victims are called, all the racial slurs, the religious comments made in these cases. And then I listened to the rapists, I listened to the victims, and then I looked at the scripture to see if there's defence of it. So that's what I prepared. It's a long presentation I gave it the other week in Russia, looking. And basically, my government have just come out and said they're not going to give the findings of their investigation. They've done a five-year investigation into the characteristics of these gangs. What is driving these gangs? Are 84% of the convictions are Muslim men. What's driving them? And they're not going to tell the public. Why not? Because if they tell the public, we'll understand these are Islamic-motivated rapes. This is supported by scripture. These men's actions are coming from their intolerance and their belief and the system that they follow that views non-Muslim women, that says they can take non-Muslim women as sexual slaves, that says multiple times in the Quran that they can do this. That attitude, that mindset, where does it come from? That's what the investigation by the government should have been. And I dug back, and in this presentation, I go through and look at all of this. But we still have so many people, the government, it's got nothing to do with this.
By the way, I want to air your presentation in Russia. Do we find that on your website?
We're just editing it now. So in about a week, it'll be ready because they had so much footage to go through.
You to come on and intro it. I'd like to premiere it here and have it on your site. But will you please premiere it with us?
Of course, yeah, of course.
Promise you'll tell us.
Did I just hear Andrew Tate on your advertising?
Yes.
Wicked, man. You know, Andrew's from Luton.
Yeah.
He's a Luton lad. Yeah, world champion. Four times world champion. But yeah, he's a Luton lad. He's a Luton lad.
Yeah, he's a tough guy.
Yeah, he's a tough guy, man. And he's a... him and his brother. Born and bred in Luton. I know they're not there now, but...
I've hung out with him. You look at his hands. They look like steel.
Yeah. And he smashed it. He's so successful. He's done great since day dot. He come from nothing. If you know where he lived, yeah? He lived in the roughest and toughest estate in our town. The estate that was burned, like, it's famous for, there was massive riots for days there. It's where there's the gun violence, the crime that's there. And, that's where he's from, man. He's always said, he's been so confident in everything he says. And that's why I admire him, because so many people get annoyed by him because he says, this is how you're successful. I'm going to make it. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to be powerful. And he's a proper alpha male, which people hate.
The globalists are threatened by male energy that isn't evil.
Yeah, that's it. So, yeah, I was sitting here listening to that voice. And I was like, I heard him start talking. I thought, Andrew Tate. I've just sent him a voice. I said, what's going on? I just heard you on InfoWars, bro.
In fact, when I heard that ad, it hadn't aired in about a month. We need to get Andrew Tate back on the show, so please set that up. Speaking of something depressing, though, let's play this clip. This is your daughter, 8 years old, after being assaulted, that the media is now attacking and saying she's a liar. There's no Muslim could ever commit a crime. They're angels. They're perfect. They're better than Jesus Christ. So here she is talking about what just happened a few days ago.
Who is he with, the man? Did you see when he was coming out of the pool?
I don't think his family
was there. He was just on his own. Which way was you facing? Show me which. Tell me which.
Like, you know, there, like, there's that side. So furthest away.
Yep.
A little bit more vast on the man, and he walked that way.
Walked round you. So you say like this is the pool, yeah? On your way out, you come out this way, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Was you standing this way? You were standing facing. So your back was against the wall?
No.
No, the other way then.
I was talking to me.
Oh yeah, yeah, so you're looking there, yeah, yeah. So you're there and then he's come through where?
And then that's the entrance.
So if you're standing there like that, he's gone past you like this.
Yeah.
Squeeze your bum like that.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not like he's even accidentally. So you're like this or you're like this?
Talking to Macy.
You're standing talking to Macy. He's gone past
Macy.
Like that. Okay, and then gone like that.
Yeah.
And when you say squeeze your bum, could he have rushed past and accidentally knocked your bum? No. Show me like what? Like a squeeze with your hand, like a clinch. Like that, like a squeeze. So on your which cheek?
This one.
On that bum cheek. Okay. And what did he say? What did you say? Has he done it? Did you?
No, then I went straight out of the pool and told him.
That's when you come running up. And what did he say? Nothing. Nothing at all.
Mm.
Did he look at you?
No.
Just walked off. On his own.
I gotta tell you, Tommy Robinson showed real restraint because, again, my daughter comes up and tells me somebody did that and the guy admits he did it. Heads go in the concrete. We're going to play basketball. And you know what?
No.
Then they wouldn't be able to cover it up, though, because his brains would be everywhere. But I get your restraint. But they just turned this guy into a victim.
And the thing is, like, if it's a mistake, yeah, which is what he tried to say, if it's a mistake, if you touch or grab a young girl, how you do that, I don't know, but if you did, you say sorry. That's why I said to her, what did
well,
he say?
If you grab a full-grown woman's ass, you get a ticket or you go to jail or her husband kicks your ass. You grab an eight-year-old's ass, you get your teeth knocked out. I mean, this is out of control, man.
And how can police officers sit, get told what I got told there, and then not arrest him, but handcuff me and take me away?
Hey, this guy that raped the girl in the bathroom who'd been let go, he admits that the Democrats were saying releasing.
And the illegal alien
shot the woman in the back and said he did it, and the left let him go. They said, you're allowed to kill her. She's white.
In this same video, when I'm getting released from the police station, they make it very clear. If I tell anyone his name, so I know his name. I've got a picture of him here. If I tell anyone his name, I breach my bail, which means I go straight to prison. I'm not allowed to tell anyone who he is.
It's dramatic footage of you with the police. We should bleep it out and play it. But you couldn't believe it. When you called them, they came and arrested you. What evil scum. They really are scum in the UK. I mean, the police have just become total globalists. They're the sword to kill England. They are. How do they hire this trash?
The media, I'm quite sitting watching the public's reaction. Now, there's many people, many Muslims, say, I don't like Tommy Roberts, I hate him. But what the fuck is this? What has happened here? There's so many people who are against me, which is encouraging the real people.
You're going to host the last 5 minutes. I'm going to shut up and have you have final comments. We got a bunch of news we haven't hit. Democrats are now publicly calling for coronavirus to kill Republicans.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help, seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm going to have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs, and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.